Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was, Mr. Scott Whitney.
You know, it's a pretty good opening when the technology crew back there even laughs at it. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I am your humble host, Scott Whitney, and I'm joined by the effervescent, never critical, always loving,
aww,
my naughty jelly sweet, Melissa Whitney. Let me begin the show by saying, go Swindon Town!
Woo-hoo!
Yay! Right, inside an English joke. Hey, everybody, if you want to reach out to us, several ways to do it. You can do it via the email. We call that on-air queue at livinginlv.com. Of course,
you could do,
toll-free number, 866-966-4599. And of course, if you want to, you could be in the live chat. Speaking of live chat, hello, live chat people! Yay! Yay! Hello, live studio audience! Yay! And if you're not here watching this live, don't worry about it there, princess. Everything's okay, because you can watch us on VegasVideoNetwork.com, the YouTube, the Roku, the iTunes, and every Friday night on KSHP AM 1400 from 8 o'clock to midnight, every single night. Tip of the hat to LASIK of Nevada and Chaz. Chaz is in town here, I believe, or he's going to be in town here shortly.
He's going to have a show.
Yeah, which is Bronx Tale, which is the show he wrote many, many years ago. It's a movie, and he's doing a one-man show here in Vegas. Chaz and I go way back. I've known him now for a couple years now, since about October of 2010. No, actually, that's not true. It was January of 2011 when they started advertising. So he and I go way back. He hasn't met me, but we go way back.
But you're friends.
Yeah, we go back. It's good. And so thanks to, of course, LASIK of Nevada for doing all that. So quick, what's going on here for us here at the Vegas Video Network? Some pretty cool news. Starting to interview.
What's not going on?
Well, we're busy kids here.
You are. You guys are really busy.
Oh, we had a meeting today. It's so exciting.
You really?
Yeah.
Do you got to tell me later?
Yeah, I can tell you later. It's very secretive. But things are happening. Things are blowing up. Anyways, for those of you who might remember, we put out an ad last week. I did a little blog post about this, that we're looking to hire an apprentice for the network. And
nice. You guys need it? You're so busy. You need some.
We do. We have that page up. Is that available? So we put out the apprenticing, and we didn't go very wide. I talked about it on the website itself, and I put something up on Facebook, and got some nice responses. And so we started the interview process today.
Which is always weird, don't you think?
Well, you know what? So I used to be the scary interviewer. When I was in the corporate world, I was the interview that was the tough interview. And it's been
totally believe that.
It's been a long time since I've interviewed anybody.
I have been interrogated before by you.
Yeah.
I mean interviewed.
You know the greatest interrogation I had? Sally.
Yeah. Sally Cannon is a tough cookie, isn't she?
Quite the agent.
Quite the agent.
But so
that's her other job, isn't it?
Right. So I used to be the tough interview. Mm. And but it's kinder, gentler Vegas Video Network.
You've mellowed? Have you mellowed?
Oh, yeah. I don't like the snickers in the audience about that, by the way. But so here's a couple tips. If you're going to be interviewed.
Now, wait, is this based off your recent experience?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Let's say it's not.
Okay.
Let's just say some tips, maybe, that you might want to follow.
Based on your experience?
My overall experience.
Okay.
Over years of experience of interviewing people.
Well, this ought to be interesting.
I would say, and maybe you can, you know, you're a professional recruiter.
I am.
You probably have tips as well.
I might.
So let's do that. Here's my first tip. Show up on time. I don't know. Might be a good idea. What would be your tip?
Seriously?
Yep.
Well,
might be a good idea to show up on time.
I think it might be a good idea to be dressed appropriately.
Sure. Okay. And maybe when you walk in and say, golly, I couldn't find this place, maybe you maybe do a little recon before you come to the place.
Yeah, you should definitely be prepared.
Yeah, maybe you do that.
I have a lot of people that I interview, and I interview a lot of people, right? But
right.
That actually will do
a drive-by.
Practice run.
Yeah.
So that they
Jacob
know.
And I were talking about that. So I was telling Jacob about some ideas that I had about interviewing for no particular reason. And he's like, you know, when I interviewed at this one place, the interview was at 1 o'clock. I was there at noon driving by to make sure I knew where I was going.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, of course you would do that. I mean, of course. Here's another tip. Maybe you might want to research the company that you're trying to get a job with. Maybe.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm not saying it happened here. Not. But maybe when you ask...
This might be why this person, if this person's not working, maybe this is part of why they're not working.
Well, maybe when you ask, so what do you know about the Vegas Video Network? Maybe you shouldn't say, I walked by your website once. I was going to ask you some stuff about it. Oh, okay. Okay. So
well,
maybe,
I think that's really interesting. I think that it'll be really interesting to see how you compare the multiple interviews you might have and what kind of trend you might see.
And then maybe if you're asked, do you have any questions for me? Maybe you might have some questions.
Well, especially if you said you had some questions.
Yeah. Other than, what do you guys do?
Yeah. All right. Well,
so,
those are all very good points.
So that's your tip from Uncle Scott.
Those are all very good points.
You have any other good tips?
Well, if you're afraid you're going to forget your questions, you could write them down because when you
sure.
show up at an interview, you should always have something to write notes on.
It's a good idea.
I can't stand it when people show up and they don't have something to write on.
Right. Maybe you should bring a copy of your resume.
It makes me want to talk really fast.
Yeah.
So they can't remember what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's good.
You know what's funny is... oh, God, I don't know if I can say this, but I've just had very weird interviewing experiences lately.
All right. Like I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want you to say anything that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't talk about it, but it's just
You can tell me
very,
later. I'll bring it up.
I just, you know, a lot of people really need work, and this person was going out of their way doing everything right and more to the point where it sort of jeopardizes this person's health. And I was like, that is too much. But I wish I could, I'll tell you guys offline. But
yeah,
you know, some people out there really want a job and they really prep for it and they really want it. And so then when you see people that do no preparation, they come late.
Pretty crazy.
You know, it's sort of like, why bother?
Yep. So I've got two more interviews lined up for tomorrow. And other folks.
It's got to be better. It's only up from here.
We're going up. Now, I'm not saying that this was exactly the experience I dealt with today.
No. Because it was
maybe.
Worse?
Maybe.
It was worse
actually,
than this?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Now, the reason why we're doing these interviews is we're expanding.
Because you're so busy.
And we're doing some neat stuff. And we just confirmed yesterday that we've got our first broadcast television deal. So we're going to produce.
I know, that's really cool.
We're going to produce a show for a local station here. It's called Vegas TV, and we're very excited about that. That got confirmed on Monday. They signed the deal on Thursday. I just want to say something that was very heartful. I mentioned that on Facebook, and
heartful.
I got this, huh?
Not hurtful, heartful.
Heartful, yeah, I'm sorry. That was really nice. And just an avalanche of people congratulated me and the network and said just very nice things on Facebook. And I, for those of you who are watching who did that, I really think that was really sweet. Didn't expect it. And I thought that was very, very cool. So you people are going to heaven.
Well, you guys are working hard, you know, you're working hard and you're, you know, producing good stuff and trying to get new business. I think it's cool.
I think so too. So we'll keep you abreast of what's going on there. And if you know somebody who's looking for an apprentice gig here, working crazy hours in a dark room with two crazy people.
They have to know stuff?
They don't. Not necessarily. It's good if you do, of
course.
But
you would like somebody with some audio. I mean, that's...
audio, video.
Most of the people you're talking to now have that.
Everybody who we are currently interviewing has experience in that area. Mm-hmm. We didn't ask for it specifically in the ad, if you will, but...
What if it was somebody that was like had marketing experience?
Be good. We're looking for somebody who's technically capable, who's technically comfortable around.
So that would not be me. I think we all... Did you tell them about my phone charge?
I think I did.
My roaming charge?
Did I talk about that last week?
Oh.
About the London? Oh, okay. We'll bring this up real quick. So, you know, we went overseas, right? So we did the worldwide plan or whatever it's called, the global plan on our phones. I have a BlackBerry. Melissa has an iPhone. So I got her the global plan so that we both could text each other while we were running around. And also... so that while she's running around doing all of her touristy things, going all the museums and stuff, she could use the GPS. And we got her a little application for the tube and all that stuff. So first day we're there. First day.
Now, don't laugh.
Day unero. She starts getting these text messages from Verizon saying, warning, you're at $25.
It wasn't saying warning.
Warning. You're at $50.
It wasn't that
warning,
obvious.
Warning, you're at $100. Warning, you're at $125.
Don't laugh.
Warning, you're at $150 in one day.
Don't laugh. Yeah.
So we had a little chit-chat about that, didn't we, honey?
Well, I brought it to your attention, and the reason why I wasn't reading them is you're always like, don't open anything if you don't know who it's from, right? And it was an abbreviation. I'm in another country, and I'm like...
porn.
I'm going to show this to Scott as soon as I get back to the hotel.
Getting porn text.
But I did show you as I got back.
Right.
I'm like, hey.
And I turned this color white. Like, holy crap. So, you know, all the location services off, 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 off.
He's like,
off.
Use a map.
Right.
Use a map.
Follow a local.
If it's an emergency, then you can turn your data on.
It was nuts.
You're like, it's a data pig. It's a data pig.
It is a data pig. Now, normally we would talk a little bit about the diet. Wayne and I are in this competition.
How's that going?
Well, Wayne and I decided that today we would skip.
What do you mean?
Because of the lost weekend.
That's bull.
It isn't. But
had a lost weekend, so you just both have to suck it up.
We just decided to skip.
I think you should get over there. I mean, you're both equally going to be messed up.
That's not going to happen.
Did you weigh yourself?
Did he wet himself?
No.
Did you?
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, I did. But I don't want to talk about it. I gained 2 pounds over the weekend. How do you gain 2 pounds over a weekend?
I think we'll be discussing that a little bit later.
Okay, maybe we will. Biggity, biggity, biggity. But I'm going to give you a tip. I'm going to give a diet tip. Before I gained 2 pounds, I had lost a little over 8 pounds. Pretty good.
Yeah, really great.
And here's my diet. Ready? Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell.
That's right? What he keeps telling me.
I'm like a horrible liar.
Scott would lie to me, right?
Kentucky Fried Chicken, talk about, wait a minute, Scott, you got to be out of your mind. I'll tell you what it is. Kentucky Fried Chicken, here's what I eat. Coleslaw, those little things of coleslaw, a leg, and a breast. Grilled, not that fried stuff. And total, all those three things, 440 calories. What? 444 calories.
Yeah, but you're getting sick of that now.
A little bit. Then, Taco Bell. I love tacos. The crunchy meat tacos. So I get
the hard shell?
Yeah. Crunchy meat, hard shell, tacos, three of them, 510 calories.
Do they have cheese and goo on it?
They sure do.
How much?
510 calories. Uh-huh. Now, I'm allowed to be at somewhere around the 1,700 calorie range.
Yeah.
If you add those both up, you're looking at about 950 calories. I've got plenty of room for today's sponsor, Miller Genuine Draft 64. See? How many of these could I have? I don't know, 10 probably.
Well, the problem is that you're here at the studio every night. And then last week I was traveling for business again.
Yeah, I did a lot of eating out.
That's not good.
Wayne, do you have something for me?
Yeah, actually, in the chat room, Doug and LV wants to know where your charts are you were showing before. I think he's referring to your Lose It app, where you were showing, you know, how you were
your
making
tracker.
Tremendous. You know, the graph was looking phenomenal.
Yeah, I got that. Hey, Wayne, or Doug, did you watch the Super Bowl? Remember MIA? I'm not showing you my chart. It's embarrassing. All right, I'll show you my chart.
I think it's good to show the chart.
All right, I'll show you the chart, you big baby. Here.
Don't show my chart.
Let me see if I can find my chart.
But I think they like probably seeing it, like the consumer
there it is.
Is seeing it.
Yeah, do camera four. And that's camera one. That's camera four. Can you see that?
Well, she's...
Yeah, so there you go. Come on in a little tighter. So I don't. So my goal weight's 190. I'm trying to lose 2 pounds a week. My calorie is 1712. You can see I started at 224. It's kind of hard to tell with that resolution, but I'm at two. I've lost 6.8 pounds. I'm at 217. 217.2 is what that says right there. So yeah, the last weekend didn't go as well as I would have liked.
Well, I think considering you were on. You know, vacation for a big period of time,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think you're doing great.
Not too bad. So, anywho, next week we'll get back into the whole Wayne against Scott thing, and we'll go from there.
I just don't know why you didn't do it. You guys did practically the exact same thing all weekend. You both had a Friday night out.
Although I will say that his spouse's response to this weekend was much different than my spouse's response.
She didn't seem very happy about it when I saw her.
What? Okay, let's talk about this week.
I'm just saying.
So this weekend
she didn't seem very thrilled about it.
This weekend was a party weekend. It was a fun, you know, it was a Super Bowl weekend and a lot of fun stuff. We started on Friday. I started on Friday at the Covers.com Super Bowl party. This is Friday. Covers.com is the folks who are involved with Vegas Sports Day. And so Dave Malinsky and Teddy Covers were kind of hosting this party we had over at Caesars at a place called Munch Bar. So we hung out there.
There, by the way.
Well, I didn't have any of the food because I'm on a diet.
That might have been the first problem.
There was no problem. There was no problem.
Keep going.
So Wayne was there, and Jacob was there, and we hung out. And
oh, Jacob, you were there. What time did you leave?
Oh shoot.
I don't know if I should answer that. I'm pleading the fifth.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
I left at about 9:15, 9:30.
Oh, okay.
This is going very well so far. Anyway, so we were there, and let me say this about that. We had a lovely time. But we saw, without question, the drunkest girl, woman, something, I have ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
Ever.
What were the signs?
Well, so this poor thing, little Asian girl, with an Asian husband, boyfriend, just freaked out. So the Munch Bar is right next to one of the entrances at
pier?
Caesars. No, it's on the other side, there's an entrance to the outside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. So the door's open, this guy walks in, holding up the woman like, you know, arms
like
going
scarecrow?
Across. Yeah, like a scarecrow. So she's like all wobbly and rubbery and stuff. And so he brings her in and let's go of her, and she collapses.
Just on the floor?
Yeah, just on the floor. We're like,
I'm surprised security didn't come over.
Security did come over. But as a matter of fact, Wayne was like, security will be there in about 4 minutes. Because he knows.
Now, don't ask me why I know that security comes over.
Well, you've had that experience
well,
with somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody else. You actually
not
had
me.
Somebody puke in your hand.
I was trying to be helpful.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you're nauseous. Sorry, we have a pregnant woman. Pregnant woman's going. Burr. Oh, geez, thank you, Scott. Didn't need to hear the puke in the hand story. Anyway, so she just is crumpled on the ground.
Like a rag doll.
Yeah, and the poor guy is kind of looking around like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. What do I do?
Well, maybe he's thinking
what he should
I should
be thinking
call
is,
the ambulance.
Yeah, this woman might die because she was just out of it. And occasionally she kind of flip around and her arms
Wait,
go
like
around.
Like a convulsion? Or?
Yeah. I mean, not. She was aware. Well, I don't know how aware she was, but she was not. It wasn't convulsions. She was just like, you know, people were talking to her. So eventually, security shows up, and Wayne's like, "Oh, they're going to bring a stretcher for her. They're going to stretcher her out of here." So security comes, and they're chit-chatting. They're trying to get her to talk to her, and she's like, you know, incoherent. And they eventually don't bring a stretcher. They bring a wheelchair. Now, we've got a picture of her that I took on my BlackBerry. You can kind of see all the security people, the guy on the left, I think, is a husband, some more casino folks. I think you can see. Yeah, you can see the wheelchair there. And
yeah, it's in front of, you've got the husband on the left and the EMT and then security.
Yeah.
And then some people just there for the free show.
So they
do you have EMTs on property usually?
Yeah, the big strip hotels all do.
So you got to figure. So they put her in there, and Wayne's like, I can't believe he didn't bring a stretcher. I'm like, what does it matter? Well, here's why it matters. She literally poured out of the chair. Just like, brr. They put her back in there. She's like, brr.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. And then she's like talking and like, oh man.
I wonder what they did with
her. And they wheeled her right down the middle of the freaking casino. We're like, oh my God. How do you deal with that?
This is what probably happens in Vegas all the time.
It was brutal.
Like, I bet this happens all the time.
Oh, it was so bad.
Can you imagine how bad she felt the next day?
Well, she probably went to the hospital. And my guess is she felt really bad.
You think that she
did? Oh, she was. Don't you think, Wayne, that she probably had alcohol poisoning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say absolutely. I mean, there was nothing to her.
She really looked like a pile of Jell-O.
Yeah.
Now,
deboned, I think, is the drunk term from Pub Crawl.
Oh, my God. Now, I have been with someone who was very, very, very drunk in a casino, and all they did was kick us out.
Well, they probably got kicked out of somewhere else.
Well, if they
could
have kicked her out, they would have, but they would have had to literally roll her or, I guess, squeegee her out.
Well, that's what we had to do, basically, with this, my friend.
It was bad.
Yeah, but this was maybe 14 years ago. Maybe they were a little more lax back then.
Was your friend standing or writhing on the floor?
She's probably not writhing on the floor.
Nah, but we had to carry her out.
Yeah, well, they had to carry this poor thing out.
I had to pay. The cabs would pull up and take one look and take off. I could not, at a taxi stand, I had to pay the cab driver $100 to finally stop.
Her friend couldn't talk. She was in no position to talk. Yeah.
We weren't even having that conversation. Right.
And while that woman, he realized we can't hear you when you talk to us, right? So you're talking to a live show right now, just so you know.
We weren't that alert.
No. Anyways, so I'm guessing that woman felt bad, but not nearly as bad as I felt when I got home.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
So here's how this goes. And we're going to now compare and contrast with my experience as opposed to Wayne's alleged experience. Now, Wayne's told me his experience was quite lovely. Now, you've heard otherwise, possibly, so we may have a controversy here. But
based on the look that I, the look and response didn't sound like she was thrilled.
So,
but let's go ahead.
The background here, so you understand her point of view, Melissa's point of view, is before I went to this party, I had a bit of a headache and was thinking, you know, I'll go make a presence, I'll be there for an hour, and then I'll get out.
Well, it was bad enough, you were feeling bad enough that you wanted my migraine medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you had a little, you know, baby aspirin kind of headache. You were really complaining.
It was a real headache.
And mind you, I had been gone for 4 nights.
Right, and I told
and
you,
hadn't
oh,
seen
man.
It. But go ahead.
Eek.
Go ahead. It's not like it's just any other Friday night, but go ahead. I had also said, hey, don't make any plans for me.
You.
Which didn't mean I didn't want to do anything. I just didn't want any plans.
No. You said, don't make any plans for you. And I told you I had to do this party.
I volunteered in the morning to go with you that night.
Right, I said,
hey,
no, I know
you don't like going to parties alone. I didn't know you guys were going.
Right. So we went.
But you turned down my offer.
I did because I knew that you were
beat. I'm just setting it up so everybody has all the details. Go ahead.
I believe those details are false.
No, I offered and you said no.
No, that's true. So about 9:30 or 10, Wayne and I decide, because we're talking about some business ideas and we were kind of brainstorming about some exciting things.
It was the creative juices.
We were. It was good. I mean, we had some pretty cool ideas were happening about the Vegas Via Network. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, man, that's cool. So the Munch Bar is right across the way from Pussycats. I mean, right across the way from the Seahorse Bar. And so we decided to go over to the Seahorse Bar and grab a drink. Mm-hmm. So we go over to the Seahorse Bar and we're sitting on, you know, one of the booths with our back to the casino, and Wayne heads to the bar to grab us a couple drinks. Lo and behold.
Where was Jacob, by the way?
He went home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 9:30 came, and he only had a few minutes to get to the parking garage before he turned into a party.
I believe,
the party, I think, was from 7:30 to 9:30. Is that correct?
Yes, but I believe Jacob is not human. And the reason why I believe this is, all right, everybody out there watching at this moment, whether you're watching live or not, men, show of hands, how many of you already bought your Valentine's Day gift, whatever it might be?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Seriously,
no hands
Jacob?
Up, except for Jacob. Look at me.
I love that.
Look at Wayne. Wayne's hand is down. I bet you Bradley's hand is down. Everybody's hand is down
except for Jacob. What a nice husband.
Jacob is like that. So he is not of this ilk. Anyways, so we're over at the Seahorse Bar. Wayne goes to the bar to grab a couple drinks. Lo and behold, we bump into Dave and Alicia.
As can happen here in Vegas.
As can happen. So Dave and Alicia and Scott and Wayne and their friends, we sit down to have a couple drinks.
Yes.
Now, phones started to ring during this time. My phone rang. Wayne's phone rang. Mm-hmm. Now, Wayne says he remembers what my side of the conversation was. I believe it was basically, still here, bumped into Dave and Alicia.
Life That's is true. Good.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, Wayne?
Yeah, it was funny because I would get a text message, and I've got my phone right here.
It's
and,
a little CSI.
Yeah. Little gathering of the data here. So 10:50 p.m., phone rings. I didn't get to answer it. It's loud at Caesars. So right. I send a text message. Still at Caesars, ran into the Ivies. Response, well, look at you, party boy. Hope you're having fun.
What was your response?
Well,
stop.
I can tell you what it sounded like from...
Well, okay, so let me hear your side of it, because I don't...
So that's my phone. Okay, that was, what, 10:50, something like that. So every time I would get text, so 15 minutes later, phone would ring. Here's Scott, answer the phone. You know, the finger to the ear. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, still here. Yeah. Wayne and I, you're talking business. Yeah. Randy Davies. Mm-hmm. Dave and Alicia. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
That was good. Nothing wrong with that.
I
accurate.
Completely agree that that's how that went.
How many texts did you get during that time, Wayne?
I got the one at 10:50.
Right.
And then next message, 12:25 a.m. Uh-huh. Let's call it Saturday at that point.
Let's.
Wow, incoming text message. Wow, it's after midnight. Someone's partying like a rock star.
Oh, that's nice. Isn't that nice?
Mm.
Well, what was your response then?
At that time, there was not
you,
much.
You pinged me again.
No, I called you at, what was it, 11 something.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm like,
go here.
What's going on? I thought you were going to be home in an hour.
Right.
Because
see, like
you
that.
Did say.
Not, it was like, look at you, having fun, partying like a rock star.
Yeah, no, you know.
How long have you been married, Wayne?
Going on 4 years now.
Guess what? You're married for 10 years. You get
no,
in trouble.
I have to say, I would not have cared if you had been out all night, except that you set the expectation that you would be gone 1 hour.
But I
except
told you I was going to be
you
back.
Never once mentioned that Wayne and Jacob were going. Never once did you mention that until
Why is that germane to the argument?
Because it would have set the expectation and the stage.
But I told you I was with Wayne.
Let me ask, did your wife know that Scott was going to be there and that you guys might be having a late night? Or did you tell her you were going to be home in 1 hour?
I walked the middle line there. I did say I was going to go to Caesars. And, you know, Scott and Jacob would be there, and there were going to be libations involved.
Oh, so she knew that there were going to be other people there.
Do you hear your voice right now?
No, I'm just merely pleading my case.
But I did say
you're the
to
one
her,
that wanted matter? To have
I told
the
you
debate.
That I was with Wayne.
I'm just saying.
I told you I was with the Ivies.
She worked until 11. That's why I didn't invite her with me. And so I did say, I'll probably beat you home about 10:30, and I'll probably be in bed when you get home. Hence why I got the first text message at 10:50. Oh, you're still out having fun? Good for you.
There you go. See, so he said he was going to be home, but it didn't work out that way.
And so I just feel that if your wife's been gone for four nights.
Oh, man, that's not
and
right.
And you've not. This was a business thing. You have to. That's what you keep saying, although, you know.
Started off business, then it got pleasure, then it got business, then it got pleasure.
I'm just merely saying.
Back and forth.
Had you said that I'm going out with Wayne and Jacob, which you never once mentioned, you never set that expectation. Had I not been gone for four
but wait a minute.
Nights.
But wait a minute. Let's say this. So my intent was to only be out there for
had
an hour or so.
Had I not gotten a call from your mother upset during this time.
Oh, see, now that's not fair.
No, I'm just saying. You got to set the whole stage of what I was dealing with. I had lack of sleep. When you're gone out all night, I don't sleep well. You know that. So now every hour I'm waking up wondering where you are. So if I had the expectation that you weren't going to be home. Now the one mistake that I definitely made is I did not say, what time do you think you'll be home? I never asked that question, and I absolutely should have. Because that would have been set a different expectation. But the way you were saying, oh, we're just going to have a couple of drinks. Well, a couple of drinks in my mind doesn't take more than an hour.
But you have been out. All right, never mind. The fact of the matter is, it was starting. I know when I heard myself going, you know what? I'm going to get beat to death.
Well, no,
on
because
a live
for
show.
Sure you can never. Don't think I've ever been out to.
Okay.
For.
No, you haven't. That's true.
And I've definitely never said I was going to be gone 1 hour.
I bumped into the Ivies.
And I've definitely not done it after you've been gone for four nights.
Oh, but that, I told you.
See, really, it was my fault, Melissa. I mean, Scott, at 9:30, he wanted to go. And I said, one more drink, Scott. 10:30 came. I actually had my wife's credit card. I said, next round's on me. That turned into 2, 3, 4. I said, Hannah's paying for it. So, I mean, Scott wanting to be a nice guy, didn't want to, you know, turn it down. Didn't want to make me feel bad. I had, you know, told him a sad story. You know, I was going through some rough times. He was helping me through that.
It is getting deep in here.
He is really trying
to help you out.
Look,
you're so nice.
If I could go back to the interview part, things to do on an interview, Wayne's got the job. I don't know what he wants to do.
I think the important thing is
I went home and we got into probably one of the best fights we've ever had.
Well, one thing you can count on me is I'll always be honest and I'll always let you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and that's fun for me.
At least you don't have to worry about be holding it in and hold a grudge and all that.
It is new for me. Well, it's not new now.
But you should definitely feel free. I don't care if you go and stay out all night. Just tell me that is the plan.
But it was the plan after I got out there. All right, never mind. Anyway, so that was the plan. I told you once we were out, it was the plan.
It was all okay the next day when you had to get up early. And not only that, but there was drilling.
Well, we'll talk about type we'll take on. We'll take a break and then we'll talk about
so
that.
So that was actually enjoyable.
Oh man, that's really not fair. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. It's pretty clear that I won this debate.
You probably don't want to bring that up again. I wish the chat room would chime in.
No, there's nobody
no,
there.
No, you don't. You there's don't want to hear?
There's nobody there.
It's all men, quite honestly, and yeah.
And they're with me, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yes. All right, good.
Well, we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll have some stuff later on.
What I'd like to do is take a break. I will accept your apology.
I don't think I apologize.
That's right, you didn't. It was a good fight, though. There was something that
I
we can't talk
fighting.
About. No, it was a bad fight.
Considerate, honestly, but.
But you can't leave it like that and not let me respond to that. That's BS.
Well, you think I was inconsiderate?
Yes.
That I was raining on your party.
Right. We're gonna take a break, and there's a chance one of us might not be here when we get back. This is the Getting Your Ass Kicked in the Living Las Vegas show. I was your host, Scott Whitney. Hard to say what my mud. I believe my name is now. And we'll be back in a few hours. No, in a minute. See you later. Thanks.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the beating of Scott Whitney.
You know, you shouldn't have brought it up.
I'm kidding. It's fine. I was in the right. I'm
I mean,
not
what are you
going to do? Men of the world, unite.
You can't expect me to
that was fine.
Not say anything.
You made good points. I made good points. I think it's a draw. It was
again,
all my fault.
Let me just
and
say.
And it was Wade's fault. God
I
bless
just
his soul.
I just want to say.
By the way, he's wearing a salmon colored shirt today.
I am 100% okay with you. You can go out all night if you want. But just. Leave me with that expectation.
You got it. So she did kind of...
Platinum horse next week then, Scott?
No, whatever you want. Whatever you want, honey. What can
no,
I do?
You know, I now have... I now can do the same. I can say I'm going out for an hour and come back at 4. As long as I answer my phone.
I think we're done with this, aren't we? Please be done.
Just saying.
You're making the pregnant woman sad.
I'm just...
Stop. Look at her. She's a little sad. She's crying.
Baby's crying.
The little baby's crying. She's probably moving around going, ow, why is Uncle Scotty getting in trouble? Good question. Hard to say. So, you know, one of the things that we did when we first started the show is we kind of recounted our experiences as we did new things. And we're in the process of doing a new thing now, which is adding granite.
Marriage counseling.
Yeah, marriage counseling. Getting along.
And I think our counselors...
Right,
what's
the over,
Wayne and Jacob.
What's
which
the over-under
of
getting to 10 years? Our anniversary is in July. What's the over
How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel?
Right, small and sad.
And how does that make you feel?
Sad-er.
And how?
All right, thank you, Wayne.
That'll be $250.
Yes. Again? You know, we talked about how we got our pool built and what that was all about and the landscaping stuff and the house buying. And we bought the house. We decided not to get granite in the kitchen area because they wanted to charge, I think it was what?
$12,000, I thought.
Yeah.
But granite was one of my...
requirements.
Things. Yeah. Well, our house in California, we had those old white... tiles with the dirty gray grout.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if it was really gray, but that's what color it was when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
They were chipped and broken.
But we decided, all right.
It was horrible.
$12,000 for granite in our kitchen was stupid.
Because we weren't spending enough on our house already.
Right. Hey, are we underwater? We sure are. So we said, we'll put it off. We'll get it next year. Or we'll get it. We'll go off and find a place right away and do it. Well, so right away ended up being about 7 years or so. We've been there now.
Yeah.
And my position was, let's not even bother buying it at all because the value of the house has gone down. We're not quite underwater with what we owe. We're probably pretty close. But why would I want to invest any more money in the house since it's already worth less than what we'd hoped it would be? Your perspective is different.
Well, it is because you agree. You agreed, anyways. Hopefully you did.
Probably because I got in trouble.
That, you know, when we get ready to sell it, which we will probably do in a few years, that, you know, we should probably update the cabinets at that time, right?
Right.
So we should update it at that time. So wait until we get ready to sell it and then put in some kind of a new, counter. But the problem with that is then, in my head, if we're going to spend the money anyways, why don't we spend it now so that I can also enjoy it?
Right, and that logic made sense to us. So
well, because
we now,
a lot of people, when they do search for a home they want to buy, they'll tell their realtor that on the MLS, which lists all the homes,
right.
Only show me homes with granite or solid surface of
right.
some kind. So
right.
that's the reason why I was saying that.
So we started going down the path of buying granite. Now, the first step was you got some quotes. And so do you remember how much
space
we had? We got a couple quotes. Do you remember how big that area was? Probably not, do you?
I don't remember, but I can have that for as we go through this process.
Yeah, so we got a couple quotes, and they both said, okay, you need two slabs of granite.
Yeah, but remember the thing that was interesting is they were talking about the thickness.
Right.
Of the granite, and one was saying, "Oh, we're gonna do this with 3 centimeters," and the other one said he was gonna do it with 2 centimeters.
Right.
So they had a difference in the thickness of the product,
right,
which confused me.
Yeah.
So I went out and did some research on that, and it's interesting because in the research I found it said that that on the East Coast they do more of a 2 centimeter thickness. But in new home construction, often they use 3 centimeter.
So is the quality different? Is 3 centimeter better?
Well, there was lots of conversation about that, but I at the end of it, I decided that for our space, probably wouldn't make an impact.
Okay. So we went off and we did the looking at a room, a giant warehouse full of slabs.
Was it what you expected?
I just wanted to put a bullet in my head.
I mean, was it bigger than you expected?
No, it was about what I expected. But, there's 1,000 different slabs. They all look similar to me.
Well, first we should say we picked a vendor, right? We picked a company that we wanted to work with. And they use the 2 centimeter, and their price is a little bit lower. But we had a great recommendation from Dennis Silvers, who has...
Golf and other four-letter words.
And his wife, Paula. So we had a great recommendation. You know, it's hard to pass up on that, right? And they've used this company a couple of times. So
for actually doing the work, or was it? Did they recommend
this company that we picked? They actually do the cutting of the granite and the installation,
right,
and they do the demo.
Right.
But you actually go to a marble
warehouse
vendor,
thing, right.
Yeah. So you get connected with a contractor who's going to do all the work. Then
right.
You go to the warehouse, who's another company, pick out the marble.
Right.
And
And so we did that, and we picked out.
But you had to pick out what you. I mean, to me, I thought there were so many different. There were many more.
Kind of blurs after a while. Like, do you like this color black? It's got blue sparkles. Okay, how about this color black? It's got aqua sparkles. How about this black? It's got a brown sparkle. How about this? It's a tan sparkle.
Oh, it was overwhelming. I agree. It was overwhelming.
Yeah. So we picked. What was the style? Galaxy something.
Black Galaxy.
Right, which is a black marble with brown gold
metallic flakes in it.
Sparkles in it. Right.
Yep.
So once
you
do that,
what I really want is that Cosmos, but that's really expensive.
Too much money. So we did that, and now the next step after that. So you pick a vendor who's going to do the work. You go off and you pick your marble, you pick your slab.
Yeah, you physically say,
I want that slab.
I want that slab.
Right. And so that's been done, and now they come out, and this all happened. This third part
on Saturday
happened on Saturday after Wayne was bad and made me stay out late. And so come to find out, when they come out and they talk about bull nose and bevels and all those really detailed, interesting
which
things.
Which must have been like a drill in your forehead at that point, right?
And he was a super nice guy who spoke broken English. So I'm trying to, understand what he's saying. Meanwhile, my head is like, but I thought I was well-behaved. I was wasn't I very agreeable to anything he said? Much more agreeable than I usually am to this kind of stuff. What do you think about the bevel? I think it's a good idea. What do you think about this being overhang that much? I think that's a great idea.
You're very agreeable.
But then, this part I didn't know. I thought they just measured and left. Well, they don't do that.
Well, they had already come out to measure because they have to measure to give me a quote.
Right.
But now they have to make a template, and that's where the drilling comes in.
They're drilling. They're drilling and hammering and drilling, and they're not even doing anything.
I personally thought it was hysterical because you were sitting in the living room, and the next thing I know, you're in the bedroom. All the doors are shut. The blinds are down. So now, basically, not only did we not get to spend any time together on Saturday.
Come on.
You've completely shut down for Saturday, too.
Amazingly, I felt great on Saturday.
You did. So you probably did a deal with the devil. Which is what Scott likes to say. Anyways, it was kind of funny because I almost expected to go in there and see the pillow over his head, but he was napping. You were out of there. But he got the drill out. You were like, I'm out of here.
Yep. This is a good chance this show doesn't get out from the live piece. We may not even put it out there. Because this has not been, this has been beat up on Scott Day. It's okay.
Gosh.
Doesn't matter. So we did that.
You set the,
so now what happens? So what happens next? They did the template. It was a like a hard template that they cut.
That's
they have.
Interesting. They use this like plastic foam board stuff. I thought
right.
It was interesting.
And so then what? How much time now before we get this started?
That was about a couple hours because he actually cuts it to the shape of the counter, this foam board, and right. Then that's what he will use as a template when he's cutting the granite.
Right.
But what was interesting is the night before on Friday, I was just looking at the kitchen, and up against our wood cabinet where our oven is, they have a piece of the, we have formica in our kitchen now. There's a piece of formica that I was hoping was just glued to my wood cabinet. So I was hoping they would just be able to pry that off and we would be good. So when he got there, I was telling him about this random board issue because we weren't going to get a backsplash because we wanted to do tile. And he found out they actually screwed in that through the oven, through the cabinet of the oven. So before, so to get it out, they'd have to take our oven out of the cabinet and then unscrew it.
They're just going to cut the screw, I thought.
Well, yeah, but then now that's what we're going to do. I didn't want to have anything there.
Right.
But
well,
now we're going
to do. I see, right.
Anyways, it's a big cluster because they never should have screwed it like that. They probably could have just mounted it with glue and been good.
So the next addition, when we talk about this, how long before they actually start coming in and doing the work?
So I think they've already picked up our granite.
Right.
So I went and approved it. I went back to the warehouse, and I picked out the two slabs and said, that's the ones that we want.
Right.
I called them, the company that's doing our work, and I got the impression they were going over there today. This week, they will be cutting our granite, and then middle of next week, they're going to come demo and install it.
And how long from demo to install, to be done with install?
Same day.
That all happens in one day?
Yep.
That's awesome. All right, good.
So they take out the old counter, and then they'll install the new counter.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm super excited because we're getting our top bar extended so we can have bar chairs.
How about that? So that's it.
So we'll be ready for a Whitney party pretty soon.
Woohoo! As long as we all leave at 9:30.
At Whitney Villa.
Let me know what day they're going to install it with all the drilling and the machinery, and yeah. I'll take Scott out the night before until 4 a.m.
You'll be sure and have him good and hungover.
That's fun. Okay, that's it.
I like that teamwork.
That's good. So we'll wrap up on that when we get to it. And the final thing before we wrap up.
Yeah, you know, we should take before and after pictures. You know,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Then we can talk about the vendor. But so far, I have to say, super impressed with the vendor we did pick.
Right.
Because I called them on, I spoke to them on Friday, and they had a guy there on Saturday doing the measuring and stuff.
There you go. There you go.
So that's pretty impressive, and a week and a half later, we'll have our granite.
There you go. Finally, just a warning to everybody out there. My mom, Miss Nancy, is about to be on the internet.
So right. Get ready to send out some friend requests.
Right. I may not be a great husband, but I'm the best son.
Is she
going to
have a Facebook page?
Hell no, she's not going to have a Facebook page.
I think she should, because then she could chat with Savannah and Heather.
She can chat without being on Facebook. So we'll see. Maybe we'll all collectively decide what Miss Nancy should be. But she gets
you
hooked up on Thursday.
You could create one for her, and then you're just the person who responds.
Yeah, maybe. So we're going to Thursday internet access for my mom. This weekend, we're going to get her a laptop and get her hooked up. And beginning Monday, I'll be talking to her every single day to try to take her off the walls for being mad at the mouse.
Then I have to say, she took to sort of figuring out how to use the photo printer really easily.
She did, but I wrote, you know, 2 pages of instructions on how to do that.
You might have to do that again. Well,
anyway, so that's it for the big show. So far, I think I came out of it unscathed. Thank you, Melissa, for co-hosting again.
Well, thank you for inviting
next
me.
Next week, we'll have Wayne back. Because I actually like to get through a show without getting the crap beat out of
me. Am I going to know that Wayne's going to be here?
That's not very good. Anyways, again, thanks everybody for watching. If you want to reach out to us, I don't know why you would want to. On our queue at livinginlv.com. Toll free number is 866-966-4599. You want to take your place right up over here. You'll send an email to friends@livinginlv.com. That puts you up on here. And we'll likely put you on our website as well. And you can check us out on Vegas Video Network, iTunes, Roku, and YouTube, and KSHP. And with that, anything you'd like to say? I accept your apology.
I love you, honey. I do. I love you. I hope you
don't ever misbehave
again.
I don't think I did anything wrong. I really don't. All right, everybody. Thanks very much for showing up. Thanks to the live audience. Yay. Thanks to the live chat. Yay. Thanks for the men who supported me while I was being told what a great husband I am. And we'll see you. And thanks to Wayne and Jacob and everybody else. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye-bye.